Blog Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jegs, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Brace yourself at Grudge Inc. and Boom presents the first annual Invasion of Louisiana at No Problem Raceway. Saturday, March 9th, the classes include Louisiana's fastest True Street Shootout, 6-0 Index, 7-0 Index, and the Big Dog Shootout. Imports and motorcycles are welcome. And the first annual Invasion of Louisiana is looking for action from Reggie Rabbit, Big Nuts Racing, Blue Ice Racing, Steve Nuts Racing, Black Hole, Giant Killer, Kick Squad, National Racers, like Showtime Biz, DJ Grant out of Alabama, Mississippi Nightmare, 901 Bad Boys out of Memphis, Tennessee, and Dolomite Mike out of Georgia. Also, the Madisonville Boys are locked in but looking for any invading action. And JoJo LaFrance, one of the fastest people in the world, will be on the premises for the first annual Invasion of Louisiana. Run what you brung, hope you brung enough. Saturday, March 9th at No Problem Raceway, 6570 Highway 996, Belarose, Louisiana. Admission's $20, kids 10 and under free, tents and tunes $30. Gates open at 10 a.m., racing starts at 2 p.m., and the track closes at 10 p.m. For more info, call Boom at 504-602-5817. Brace yourself at Grudge Inc. and Boom presents the first annual Invasion of Louisiana at No Problem Raceway. Saturday, March 9th, the classes include Louisiana's fastest True Street Shootout, 6-0 Index, 7-0 Index, and the Big Dog Shootout. Imports and motorcycles are welcome. And the first annual Invasion of Louisiana is looking for action from Reggie Rabbit, Big Nuts Racing, Blue Ice Racing, Steve Nuts Racing, Black Hole, Giant Killer, Kick Squad, National Racers, like Showtime Biz, DJ Grant out of Alabama, Mississippi Nightmare, 901 Bad Boys out of Memphis, Tennessee, and Dolomite Mike out of Georgia. Also, the Madisonville Boys are locked in but looking for any invading action. And JoJo LaFrance, one of the fastest people in the world, will be on the premises for the first annual Invasion of Louisiana. Run what you brung, hope you brung enough. Saturday, March 9th at No Problem Raceway, 6570 Highway 996, Belarose, Louisiana. Admission's $20, kids 10 and under free, tents and tunes $30. Gates open at 10 a.m., racing starts at 2 p.m., and the track closes at 10 p.m. For more info, call Boom at 504-602-5817.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jegs, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Hello, everyone. You're here live with Lady A. If you desire to speak to our host tonight, please press the one button and I'll get you on as quickly as possible. Our host is Viz.
Don't go to bed with no price on your head. No, no.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Yeah.
Don't do it.
This is Bill from Chicago, hosting the Grudge Inc. talk show, bringing you all grudge racers in the North Central region, Chicago, Ohio, Detroit, Iowa. Let's get at it.
Hey, is. How are you?
Lady A, how you doing?
I am super fantabulous. How about you?
You know, I'm trying to do two or three things at one time. I'm getting to like five or six calls right now, and I'm trying to conduct this radio show because the radio show is important, but people calling me about some cars, it's tax time, and they cannot hold their money in their pocket, and I want to be the one that they give it to. So if I'm in and out, please excuse me. What is today's
tonight?
Huh?
I said, we'll work with you tonight. I want to make sure your wife gets that Gucci purse.
Hey, you know what? The times have changed. My car is in the shop, and my birthday is tomorrow. And she asked me, what do I want for my birthday? Other than the obvious, I want her to help me get this car out the shop. So we're going to see how that transpires.
I'm sure it'll work out.
Yeah, one way or another. What is today's topic, Lady A? I want to be the first. I don't know if I hope I'm the first. I want Lady A to pick my topic tonight.
No, B. I spent that as a joke.
No. Hey, listen, we all know women are smarter than men. They are better drivers than men, and they're better logical thinkers than men. So, with all this, I know you spend time with Jay, and the things that y'all do for Grudging. So, I know you be hearing about the little gossip and the nonsense that be going on with Grudging, with the outside agitators that Grudging has. So, with that being said, please just give me just a small snippet of a topic, and us men will try to go on from there.
Please, you are putting me on the spot. I don't know.
Oh man.
Next Thursday I'll come up with the topic.
Next Thursday,
I promise, but not this Thursday. I only sent you that because I couldn't find you, so I said I'm just going to open up the show and start talking.
Okay. Well, fellas, hold on. I'm getting a text. I want to make sure this is not Grudge Inc. related. It wasn't. So, with that being said, we all know that this coming Saturday, March the 2nd, the day after the King's birthday, we're having a big race at the zoo, Macon National Dragway, hosted by Twiggs County Dragway, the zoo, and David Floyd. He has a 16-car shootout. The best of the best on 28th will be there. Unfortunately, my car will not be there. They're still trying to get the motor together. This is what they told me. They told me that it was basically back together. I guess they checked the piston, the valve clearance, and it wasn't there. The valve and the piston were hitting each other, and we know that the valve and the piston cannot hit each other, so they had to tear the motor back down and do some more configurations. But I'm glad they wasn't stubborn like me, because if they were stubborn like me, I would have put that motor in anyway, you know, and made that race. But in the long run, that's stupidity. And when it comes to this drag racing, us men sometimes can use stupidity and just want to go racing. But the cooler heads prevail, and they're going back and doing some more miking, and hopefully I will be ready for a witch race, Lord's will. This grace shines upon me. I will be ready for witch race, and represent Chi-Town and represent Chi-Town to my fullest in the Midwest. Other than that, next weekend, the following weekend, March 9th, over at Jackson, South Carolina, Mike Hill is having a race, and a lot of guys from up north are going over there to participate in that race. But boom, Grudge Inc. presents the Evasion of Louisiana. Man, I was on Boom's show last night, and, man, I tell you, it's a lot of people. It's a lot of grudging that's going on. I'm not familiar with a lot of those guys that's raced in Louisiana, but what I did hear was a guy named Big Nuck. I heard of a guy named Corey. And these guys are talking about racing street cars. So I know that if we had the opportunity, if Chi-Town had the opportunity to go down there, they would love to engage in that street car action. So I got some guys from Detroit texting me now to see what he's talking about. Got a text about you out here. I don't understand what you're talking about. They got a text about you out here. I don't understand what you mean by that. That's not clear. So send me another text and tell me what you're talking about. But, again, over in Jackson, South Carolina, we got my man Brian. He's going down there to engage. But I do want to say this, Brian. Brian's a very smart man. He's a good guy. Brian, the boy's going to play down there. They had a lot of chances to text and tune their car. Go down there. You got one of the good chassis guys with you. You got one of the hell of a tuners with you. Get your car right. Make your three consecutive passes and make it sure that's the same time each three times and go down on their tail. Don't see the number one time and then try to grudge race, because them guys, if they not right, they not going to race you. So make sure you right before you race them, because we are grudge racing, one shot, one kill. And they will not let you get your money back. They will hold your money and wait till they come back up here to get your money if they travel all the way back up here. So make sure your car is right. Motor City, before you engage, do not put a time limit on your lock-ins, because we have not tested. We have not tried our cars throughout this winter season. I'm looking outside my window, and I see snow. So we went to Hattie's, Lena, made a couple passes. So we're not consistent. We're not dead on. Until we get dead on, that's when we engage. Do not go down there and give away this northern money. If you want to give away money, my address is P.O. Box 1000, Harvey, Illinois, 60426. Send it to my P.O. Box. I will gladly take that money you want to give away. But these guys down there, they don't play. Them guys down south do not play it fair. They will beat you and let you wear that whooping for a while, just like Bus Motorsports. All right. Other than that, Lady A is my man B. 2900, 313-2900. Is he on? Please open his mic.
What up, Biz?
What's up, baby?
Oh, shit, just working.
I know you are. You working hard so you can play. I do know
that's
that.
That's it. Made a last-minute decision to go, so now I got to get all the work done.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. You will have a nice time. I do believe that. But the time is coming. This is the last day of the month of February, which is sometimes they say is the shortest and coldest. So we are about to enter into spring, and I am looking forward to coming up to Milan. I'm looking forward to going over to Martin, and I am eagerly anticipating the opening of my home track, my grudge track, No Limit Raceway. So other than that, what's on your mind, B?
Shit. Just calling in to see what's going on. And, if you by any chance got any more word on who else is going to go down there. I don't know if there's any guys from Chicago going down to that event down there in Jackson. I just know of the guys here in Michigan.
I'm going to be honest with you. Michigan is going to South Carolina. Chicago is going to Louisiana.
Right,
so
right.
It's a split. It's a split down the middle. Hold on 1 second, B. I'm getting text messages, but
are you going this weekend to watch the race down in Macon for David Floyd? Hello?
Let me just a moment. I think B is dropped.
Oh, okay. No problem.
While I'm waiting on him to come back on, I'm going to open Larry. Your mic is open. Meatball, your mic is open.
How you doing, Lady A?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm all right, baby. I'm all right.
Hello, Lady A.
What's going on, man?
Hello, Lady A.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
I'm just wonderful. You know I got to ask that question right quick.
He's sitting here. He's moving that guy.
Okay. Okay.
And what's going on, Larry? Lady A, how's the weather down there?
How y'all feeling? How y'all feeling, man? Everybody all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm good, Larry. Hey, Larry, how's the weather down there?
Hey, man. I'm so tired of this snow, man. I don't know what to do, man.
Yeah, this shit getting old, man.
Man, it's getting old, man. I'm ready for spring to go on and get it on, man.
What's going on, Larry? What's going on, Meatball?
What's going on,
Biz?
Hey, Biz, I wanted to get on here real quick. Man, because I heard the reason why you ain't going down there this weekend, man, because Lil Tony going to be there, man.
No, I'll be there. I'll be there.
Oh, you ain't going down there without a – you going down there unarmed.
Well, no, my car is in Georgia. And if Tony want to put some money up, I'll take him over to the shop where it is, and I can show him my block, my rods, and my crank, and my heads. What I can't show him is my pants.
No, I'm talking about what's that? The blue car.
That car gone. I sold it already.
Oh, don't tell me who you traded it in, because I might find out, goddamn.
I traded it. I got another car. Yeah, I traded it. Yeah.
You need
it's out of there. Yeah, it's out of
there. Hey, is Jimbo on the line by any chance? He said he's supposed to call in.
I don't have a Lady A. If you see a 5'8", if you see a picture of a little white guy with some red Kool Aid on his lip, that's Jimbo. Open up his mic.
It's 586 area code.
Right. If you don't see the Kool Aid on his lips, look for a 586 2781 or something like that. He's so sweet.
Shit.
I even know his damn number by heart. He's so sweet.
That's good. Quick
thing, you. Yeah.
Well, you damn, hey,
Biz,
you ain't scared to talk about Jimbo like that.
Man, I'm not, studying Jimbo, man. Not him or Wayne. They ain't nothing. I ain't scared of Jimbo,
Wayne.
What's up, Meebo?
Man, shit, you got it, man.
I'm waiting for you to come travel with me one time. All you got to do is get in the car.
I know, man. You know, you probably the only one that offering me all this travel time, man. And I appreciate that. You know, that's good shit. I'm going to have to travel with you, man. I'm going to have to go,
man. All
you
got to do is take the day off work. You ain't even got to pay for gas. Just come hang out.
God damn.
Hey, sweetie.
How you doing, sweetie?
What's up, Meat Stick?
Hey, Jimbo.
What's Meat Stick? That's Meatball?
Meatball.
Oh, okay.
Jimbo, you better look up to me, Jimbo, when you talk to me, you son of a bitch.
Hey, Jimbo.
Yeah.
I just got a call. One of your main men's trying to get at me here in May.
Who's
your
that?
Boy, PD Smallblocks, wanting to engage.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Yep. Down at MIR or MRI, whatever, Maryland, whatever the fuck it's called.
What, his car or the orange one?
I don't know. They didn't say what car. I told them it was a small block, 28th, no bars, telling them to get the fuck down.
Yeah.
I ain't worried about it. I told them I was still free riding on the 11K I won last time I was out there.
Yeah.
Hey, I heard you was negotiating with somebody the other day, and they was trying to throw a class car on you.
Yeah, I ain't racing no class car.
But you got to be careful, man. Like I say, them guys are really, really sharp down there. Them country boys ain't country no more. You know,
Hold on a minute now. I was being respectful, and I was laying back. How you doing, Lady A and Biz? I'm going to respect your show and Larry and all y'all out there. But I heard that about that country boy shit. This the dog. I know this is your show, but I got to say this right quick because I'm in a hurry. You can forget about trying to find Jimbo because he in my back pocket, the little faggot.
Is this my daddy dog out here? Is this my daddy dog?
That's your daddy dog.
What y'all doing, fellas, man? And I heard old goddamn Larry there crying about the snow and all that shit. Man, it ain't about 61 down here. I got a T-shirt on out here. Finna go out here and we finna go to the racetrack right now.
Hey, Biz. Hey, dog, fuck you, man. You talking about us, fuck you, dog.
Hey, Biz.
Yo.
I want you to leave dog's mic. There's nobody asking what's a 61 degrees down there. Leave his mic. Hey, but now, I'm looking forward to old Biz coming down there. To the zoo down there on the, to see this race. And like we were talking about on another show, man, if it don't get four of them jokers show up, them jokers we want to see fight. Like I said, the race before the big race start, the big ball factor and the white boys, they already locked in. That's worth the price of admission right there, bro.
You know what, dog? I'm going to do what you did on your show. I'm going to take some okay, let me finish saying what I was going to say. I was saying them country boys ain't country no more. You can't. Us city slickers can't go down there and slick them boys like we used to.
Yeah, but the problem is those guys down there take us for granted that we don't know anything.
Is that Jimbo?
This
no,
is Brian.
Brian.
Oh, that's Brian. A bad country, Brian.
Yes, sir.
No, Brian. Chucky. Tell him what your new name is. You got a new name. Now tell him what your new name is.
Chucky. Everybody in the damn show ganged up on me last night and called me Chucky.
Chucky. Oh, you put your hair red.
Yeah. Hey, but you gotta. Hey, Biz. I heard you say they were trying to be tricky, but you can ask him last night. I kept it straight when they were trying to trick him. Though they were trying to put
100%. Yeah, they tried sticking the class car on me, and I asked the guys for the class car.
I take my hat off to you, dog, for doing that because you went against the grain, and that is a sign of you standing up for righteousness because. You know, you're not really supposed. You stuck up for Brian by sticking your nose into that gamble. Because,
well, see, Biz, like you just said, man. Believe it or not, people say I'm one sided, but I'm for what's right. Now, I don't mind if you're doing a legitimate trick on a guy, but Brian specifically asked the guy as soon as he said it was a class car, and they started stuttering and shit. And then that was dead ass wrong because he asked me if it was a class car.
Hey, dog.
And then I told him that they just had ran in Valdosta. So then they came on around, but they were trying to trick him at first, though.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Dog, I heard you had a little phone call with my man Big Ball. How'd that go?
It's just like I told you, man. I'm playing this. Look here, don't you know how I play the role, man? I told you, I played the role. You was right. I know Big Ball wasn't coming. I was just talking shit. Didn't nobody else know I was lying.
Hey, I'm gonna do what Dog did on this show. Everybody that got their mic open that's talking, we gonna go with who do you like against. Big Ball and the white boy. That particular race right there. Then we're going to do the 16-car shootout. So I don't have a computer in front of me, but between the white boys and Big Ball, I got to go with the white boys. Me. I'm going to go with the white boys. Who you got, Brian?
I'm going to say Big Ball, but
okay.
The white boys do have a huge advantage because that's their home track and they know how to get down. So I got to stay with my man,
Big
Paul.
That's the only. Hey,
right.
Hey, dog, when is it? You know what? And this is what I'm looking at. Dog, when is the event supposed to start?
The event's supposed to start. We're going to try to start it. They said 2:30, but if I got anything to do with it, Biz, I'm like you. I'm going to try to start around about 2 o'clock. But they got a race before the race, so you figure they're going to be racing between anywhere between 12
and 2.
I tell y'all what I'm going to do, since y'all up north and can't get down there, Larry and all y'all, if y'all give me some love, I might have a damn live broadcast and do a play-by-play.
Okay.
Don't play with us like that, dog.
Well, no, I'm serious business. I mean, I do it, you know, but I got so much stuff I'll be doing. But if Biz be down there, if I do a play-by-play, he can, you know, if I'm doing something else, he can help me out with that play-by-play stuff.
Hey, me and Jimbo may be down there as well.
Biz, you're going down there?
Well, Jimbo, I haven't signed Jimbo's goddamn slip to go out the house yet. He got a goddamn check with his daddy.
He needs a kitchen pass.
Hey, dog, when we get that white car right, you ain't even going to want to race it.
Well, like I said, as long as white trash crank up and you behind the wheel, I'm going to show you. See, I taught you everything you know, but I didn't teach you everything I know.
Yeah, you didn't teach me nothing.
Hey, Jimbo, who you got between Big Ball and the white boys?
If they were on a good track, Big Ball.
No.
I'm going to go with Big Ball. I'm going with Big Ball. That track can eliminate it, though.
Now, hold on. See, now that's why I'm like Biz. Now we can't trash no track.
No, I'm not trashing.
Hooking is one of the goddamn best hooking track in the world. If they prep right, it all depends on the prep and what's going on for that day. So you know, so
I'm not bashing. I wasn't bashing at all.
It used to be the best hooking track in Georgia. Used to.
Nah. Okay, I got Brian. I got Jimbo. Larry, who you got? White boys or Big Ball?
If the track is looking good, BS, I gotta go with Ball.
Okay, that's 3-1. Meatball, who you got? Big Ball or White Boy?
Hey, I'm gonna go with the White Boy.
3-2. Now, you gotta listen to what Phil said of the White Boys. He said, "Stop racing the car, race the track."
Yes,
that's 100%
true. If it's cold outside, and they ain't got no heat in the track,
53 degrees.
Right. So who fault is that? That ain't the white boys' fault. That ain't the track fault. It ain't the prep fault. It ain't Jay's fault. It ain't David Floyd's fault. It ain't whoever they flying in to prep the track. It's a tuner's race. So
100%.
You know.
And just for your information, Biz, they scraped the track. They washed the track. Now the only problem is. Yeah, I hate to say it, whoever going down there first is going to be in trouble because you got to put the rubber back on it. But they were down there working on the track last night, and they're down there working on the track as we speak.
I heard they were down there for the past couple days working on it, dog, going to town.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, they watched it and everything, man.
Yep.
Now, they are having a test and tune tomorrow, so that should help a little bit or a lot. They are having a test and tune tomorrow.
Right,
so, Biz. Yeah, but only thing I like about it, Big Ball stays on the East Coast. He do a lot of racing on the East Coast and South, where that is they considered White Boy's home track. So they may have 7 tunes for that track, different type of weathers, different type of surface, everything. So I got to go with experience on the track. It has nothing because the fastest car don't.
Big Ball
always
also said that the losers got a 30-day get back too. They're within 30
That's
days.
Fine.
Yep,
yeah, we're
going
to work
cool.
all that
like
out
that.
At the track to make sure. I don't know if they're going to put up any punk out money or not. But like Ben said, I hate to say it. I mean, I don't hate to say it, but it's true. The white boys does know how to run a track. They know how to race on the track on a whatever conditions. And that's what I think. But the only thing I think that's different from that, though, I don't know if the Phil Shuler going to be there with Steve or not. But them ain't no dummies neither on
no,
this track either.
They not. And if he has a chance to tune 2 cars there at once, I got a question.
There you go.
If I'm,
got double information. God damn it.
Yeah.
Man, you telling all the goddamn secrets, man.
Okay,
that ain't
right,
secrets.
Right. I got a question. Is Lethal Weapon a big block or small block?
Lethal Weapon is a big block.
Okay.
A big.
You know,
you hear what I'm saying? It's a big block.
Hey, but you know what would be nice? And I'm saying this, whoever win or whoever lose, the get back race will be excellent if done.
You're right. You forgot now, they might mess right now and meet each other again in their goddamn 16 car shootout, man.
They might, I would say,
Hey,
and that's,
you know what, to say something, though, Biz? If you got to look at a race, To me, I'm just in the state of the field with the experience and everybody going. That's about the closest goddamn race anybody can run this year, I believe. Because, like I said, white boys with the hometown advantage, and they know how to run the track, and with all the tools that are a big ball fat they got, that's going to be one hell of a race, man.
If they both leave, ain't no one gapping no one. It's going to be a great race.
Right.
Hey, Don.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Don, if Volkswagen can put all this horsepower down, which the white boys is good at working the track, but if Ball Factor can get his doggone horsepower down, but now I got to go with Ball Factor. But if he can't get it down,
I'm going to show you what I mean by equalizing on that, Larry. You got a good point there. You forgot, though, if the big ball can put his down, that means the white boys should be able to put theirs down. One of them
exactly.
A small block and one of them a big block.
And one's a big block. I was just about to say that.
I got something else to tell y'all. If little Tony bring his faggot ass anywhere around the vicinity, he got the back tie.
Somebody call Lil Tony, get him on the mic.
The only reason I'm going to do Lil Tony like that, I didn't want to do Jimbo like that because Jimbo, they're going to say I'm prejudiced. I don't like white folks.
Can I get a head-up race with the truck then? I was asking you that.
You goddamn right, motherfucker. Didn't you get one before? What makes you think I won't give you one now?
We can lock in for next Saturday.
Hold on, is this Ryan Chucky talking?
The Little Red Riding Hood.
I'm saying, who am I talking to, Brian?
Yeah.
That damn beard done fucked up and muted my mic again.
Oh, here we go with that shit again, you motherfucker. That fucking dog's crazy.
Yeah, and I was just about to say that there's no substitute for cubic inches. So, you know, if Ball can put his power down, hell, if he can put that damn power down on that big block, you know, and, you know, so, you know, it's gonna be a hell of a race, man. And they might meet somewhere in the 16 car shootout.
Nothing else in them up in Levi's
hey, what's going on, Big Danny? Your mic open, baby.
Hey, Diz, the only advantage that Big Bob got over them boys is that he got a small block and he don't make the torque that a big block makes. They got to be crazy. They think that small block make more power than that big chief.
Well, hell no, it don't.
No, them boys got just as much as power as Big Bob got, if not more. You know what I'm saying? And
power management.
That's right, exactly. He's got more. The only thing is power management.
But like you said, it's going to be a tuner's race. It's going to be a tuner's race.
100%.
The white boys got a bigger task at getting down the track than Big Ball do because that little block don't make the torque that the little big block don't make.
Well, then the white boys got a lot more data for that track.
Is that Big Greg talking?
Yeah, that's Big Greg. Uh-huh.
What up, Biz?
And now, Big Greg telling the truth, but I'm going to have to put an asterisk by that shit. We all know these small blocks, all these small blocks now ain't really small blocks, so that's all.
Oh, here we go.
Well, I'm just being honest with you. We got some goddamn 500-inch damn near cubic inch small blocks, goddamn. Now, goddamn.
Yeah. They ain't your typical small blocks.
They make torque power.
Yeah.
They don't make the torque that a big block gonna make.
I'm with you, Dad. That's what I'm saying. I'm with you. I wouldn't miss this one for the world. Me and B is gonna have a ringside seat.
Hey, yeah. Dog, I'm going to be right there, right in between you and Biz.
Oh, shit. Okay. Well, look here. I'm going to probably, 99.9%, I'm going to probably do a live broadcast and try to bring it to y'all blow by blow. I'm going to try to do that.
Hey, Dog.
Hey, Biz, I'm in Louisville.
Give him the number. Hold on. Hey, Dog, give him the number that they can call in for that broadcast.
Hey, now, this ain't no 100%, but it's 99% sure.
I'm going to probably do
a play-by-play live broadcast. 714-888-7888. 4-8-7-4-8-5 And I'll probably start the show around about 12 o'clock, and I'll run it for 3 or 4 hours.
And if you guys can't get, I'm sure it's gonna get filled up real quick. You can listen to it online, blogtalkradio.com/Willie Dog Show.
Listen to it online. Yes, sir.
Hey, this is Brian. Do you got my number?
Let me see, Brian. No, I don't, Brian.
Well,
no.
I thought I texted you last night, but I want to make sure that if those guys call you in that G-Body that called into the show last night, if you can get a hold of me to let me know that. I don't know that Cinderella Man called in talking about he wanted to lock in that G-body.
They're going to call in next Wednesday. But Brian,
right, well, they said they were
Brian.
Waiting for their axles or some shit.
Yeah, give me your number, Brian.
734?
Yeah.
323?
323.
2900.
Okay, no, I got
this.
Damn, I got that number. Yeah, okay, I got you.
All right, I appreciate it.
And like I said, the winner, loser of the Big Ball and White Boys race would be great rematch April 7th at Holly Springs.
Well, hold on, Biz. We're going to be live on the air with them. If they do it before 12 o'clock and make that decision, we'll let them hear it live on the air.
Yeah, that'll be a good place to have a rematch at Wit Race, at a grudge event. Even if
I tell you, there's
going to
be some good
tonight.
Side betting in this race.
Oh, what? Man, please.
It's going to be sick.
Yeah, it's going to be nice, man. It's a nice event that David Floyd putting together. And it's damn near one of the best I done seen that the South put together in a long time where all the heavy hitters come to one, 28, on the 28-inch tire race.
Well, see, Biz, the best thing about this shit, man, I'm going to be honest with you now, he don't have full 16, but if you got 10 to 12 of people that want to put their own money up, that's going to be a hell of a race right there, because any joker that's going to put his own goddamn money up,
mm-hmm.
That's a hell of a race right there, because the Joker really going to be fighting for his own shit.
Yep.
Didn't he say he had 12 people?
Had 12 now, but you know how that go. That's 12 said he was going to be there. I don't know how many monies he had. I got 4 monies, so I can talk about the 4 I got. That's what me and Biz was talking about on my show one day. But the thing about it now, I'm going to tell y'all, and I ain't trying to be nasty. I'm just going to call it because I'm going to call it the way I call it. I don't care who don't like it. Buck Naked told a motherfucking lie. That man ain't got nail quarter from Buck Naked yet. I just got through talking to him about 20 minutes ago.
Well, it don't matter if the shootout doesn't happen. Like you said, Big Ball and the White Boys itself is a reason to go there, regardless
exactly.
of how it turns
exactly.
out.
Well, that's messed up that he ain't been yet.
Well, you know, he still might be there. You know, Buck Naked, how he is now. I got to be admitted. I told him to be quiet till you do something, or quit saying you're going to do it. That way people can't say nothing to you. Just shut up. Hey, y'all ain't...
Yeah.
I stopped talking. I shut the show down?
Hey, Bill, I switched over. You were trying to talk to me, dog. I had switched over for a second. Hey, Bill. Bill, come on.
Yeah, I just called from my cell phone, and they said his old show full. It's about time it got full because they heard I was on him. But anyway,
I need you to do something for me. I'm gonna flip the money with you.
Hey, Drag, don't be trying to be funny now. If it's a joke, don't joke with me now.
No, Paul owed me $20, man. I need you to collect that money.
Who owed you $20?
Yeah, fine, out of Detroit. I'm going
to shoot it with you. All right, hey, look here. If Lady A on the phone, somebody call me on my cell phone. I'm going to go out the door. I can't get back on.
Okay, Lady A, you there?
I'm here.
Lady A, take this number out and call me on my cell phone to get me back on the show because I'm finna go out the door in the show full.
Okay.
You got my cell number?
I do.
All right, call me on my cell phone. I'm finna hang up on my house phone. Cause I'm finna go out the door. We finna go to the racetrack right quick.
Okay.
Thank y'all, and I'll be listening on there. I'll be on there if she calls me. Bye, y'all, faggots.
Where Biz go? He must got another call.
Hey,
Larry, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, man.
What's up, man? This is Chip from Detroit, man.
Hey, what's going on, baby?
Oh, man, hey, man. I worked in the DM, man. Listening on the show. What's up, Drake?
What's going on? Who's this, man?
No, this is Chip from Detroit. Never seen him.
What up, Bobby?
Oh, man. Hey, like I say, getting in, man. Listening.
What's
y'all
weather
like? It looks like warming up. Hey, man. Hell, well, it's warming up a little bit, but man, it was about 30 degrees out about when I
Yeah, it's starting to warm up a little bit.
Oh, yeah, it does.
I'm telling you, man, and it was on that wet snow. Y'all got the same snow we got. It was wet, that heavy snow.
Man, hey, you put a snowblower on that. You
were
taking that thing to the shop, man. Cause I'm talking about that snow
heavy, that motherfucker. You ain't lying, man. I'm sick of being in these cold doggone towns, man. If I ever get my hand on some real money, I'm headed where it's warm at.
Hey, Dre, that's why I'm headed where it's warm at right now.
Yeah, but that's only temporarily. Hey, Daddy, it's warm in my little house right here. But I'm talking about I want to get outside.
Oh, yeah.
Larry, what's going on, Larry?
Oh, man, I'm just chilling, man. I was sitting over here.
Hey, Daddy, we expect to see you at the Wall of Woods now. You said what?
I'm sorry, Larry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
But no. Go ahead. Cause what I'm finna say, I'll wait till y'all get finished because I had something I wanted to say.
I said we expect to see everybody that can make it at the World of Wheels this weekend, man. We got some nice cars there.
Drag, I'm on my way to Georgia. I'm in Louisville, Kentucky.
Are you going to the race?
Drag, I'll grab my suitcase and throw everything in the back of my van and head it down the highway.
I wish I'd know if you was going down there. I had a set of tires that need to go to Bobby Wildchild. I was going to send them by Beers, but Beers flying down. I got a set of slicks that need to go to Bobby. Anybody on the radio, they're going down to the race and they got a pickup or a trailer or something they're going with, call Drag so I can drop these tires off to you and get them over to Bobby Wildchild. Or you can just get them to Jay Barnes and Jay will get them to him.
Man, ain't nobody gonna call Big Drag. What's wrong with you?
Hey, can I speak to Slow Chris?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's going on, Big Drag?
What's happening, baby boy?
Top flight security, what's that?
Hey, man, that's what's happening, baby. That's what's happening.
The Walmart. You wanna go in there and go shopping?
Big Chris, where you at, man?
Man, I'm about 5 minutes from starting a fine shop.
Oh, you just not gonna get there?
Yeah, man. Just dragging around. You know how it is when you got a woman riding with you.
Oh, man. Listen. Oh, hey, yeah. Clark, I do not like that, man.
Hey,
I don't like that.
Man, Chris, you better shut up before she tell you to turn around and head back home.
Hey, drag.
Everybody over there tripping behind a woman, drag around. I'm like, yeah.
Hey, drag, she already slapping when I said it.
Hey, I know one time, I don't know what I was doing. I was trying to get some information off the phone. My woman was over there. I said, girl, shut up for a second. She looked at me like, who are you talking to? I said, I'm sorry.
Man, they want to stop, eat. This, that, man. No, I want to drive, get there.
Hey, but hey, you know, every time they stop, they got to go in the truck stop and see what they got for sale, man.
I have to stop at the outlet mall.
Oh, yeah,
man,
that too, man.
Uh-huh. What's
hey,
up, man?
You better be cool, man, because you got double trouble, Ben, so you be cool.
Man, who you telling?
You got the big balls and the little.
Your birthday to your brother, but we don't get a chance to talk to you.
Huh?
Your birthday tomorrow. I say happy birthday to you.
Oh,
we don't get a chance to talk to you.
I appreciate it. Oh, I want to say happy birthday to one of the guys that I'm a whoop this year, Jeff from Ground and Pound. Me and his birthday on the same day. Tell Tommy, I'm gonna do something that. Oh. The little blue pill is no longer in Chicago.
The little blue pill is no longer
in Chicago.
Hey, Fizz, I appreciate that. Happy birthday to you, too, brother. You know we in, and I got Tommy right here.
Happy birthday,
bro. I appreciate it, Tommy. Hey, let me tell you this. Little blue pill is gone, but vitamin D is in Chicago. Milk does a body good. Milk does a body good. He's here in Chicago. Looking for some action, baby.
hey, man, listen, man. If I see something I don't like, I dog it dead. Go. We got to get up out of here.
Is it on the boat?
Huh?
Is it on the boat? If it's on the boat, I ain't cut. Get your ass.
Hold on, hold on.
Rob, what?
Hey, Biz, I was gonna tell you happy birthday, but when me and your wife cut the cake, I was gonna let her tell you.
No,
he said I wanted to tell you, but when me and your wife was gonna cut the cake together, dude, I was gonna let her tell you.
So when it's a small block. On nitrous, streetcar.
That's all we got.
Okay, well that's what I'm looking for. That's the action I'm looking for. Small lot, streetcar.
You want that get back with Big Bertha, right?
Get back with the what?
With Big Bertha.
Like I don't know, man. I don't know. This is a straight up street cop, but this got all the seats in it. Got a little small cage, true stock suspension, no mini tub, all that stuff. But if I get to the track and if I see a good number, man, I ain't studying no Big Bertha.
And down on your ass we go, then. Trust and believe. Down on your ass we go. Do that. Do that.
Yeah.
On the deck.
I tell you, I don't care what number I see. Hootie got the back tire. I don't give a damn if I see a 40. If I see a 40 in the eighth of mile, I'm running Hootie. You can believe that.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
I want to put something to Tommy and Jeff. Them. Hey, y'all come to the car show, man. We got some good things. I'm going to buy some T-shirts if they ain't going to be no wearing out by the time y'all get there. Y'all hear me?
I hear you, Drag.
And I heard you, yeah. Too.
What about Tommy and them? They hear me?
Yeah, Drag. We got you.
Okay, y'all. What's going on, man?
What's
going on?
What's going on?
You called again?
I was thinking of the word on the wheel.
What's that, Drake?
I said, y'all heard what I said about the auto show this weekend, right?
Yeah, the word on the wheels, right?
Yeah. I got Grudging Brothers, and I got some T-shirts and stuff to give out. Well, I'm going to by the time y'all make it by my car.
Hey, we'll be there. We're going to come.
Okay.
We're probably going to come probably on Saturday.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll be there the whole weekend, so just look us up when you get there.
Okay. We'll do that.
All right. Hey, Big Clark. Big Clark, you still there?
Ask Big Clark, can he talk?
No, he can't talk.
Mama Clark, can Big Clark answer questions? Mama Clark, let Big Chris answer questions, please.
He's in the house or something.
Yes, sir. He just got here halfway.
Hey, B.
Yo.
Hey, this is Tim. I sent you a text, man. I was watching Murray today, man.
You know what? I read the results on. I guess I was cut off, and people didn't hear. So let the fans know that my car went to the dyno like 2 weeks ago, and it broke on the dyno. And if y'all remember Murray Porridge, he has a show where if they look for the daddy of a woman's child, and he read the results. So they said on the show that Lil Junior was on the Murray Porter show, and the question was asked, when did Lil Junior make 500 horsepower? I said yes. But Murray Porter said the dyno determined that was a lie.
I only made 350 horsepower. So I guess I was calling the line, man.
Hey, man, but you are not the father, so that's all that matters.
Hey, you know what? It would have been more truthful if you'd have put a one before that five and a one before that three. If you'd have put a one before that five and a one before that three, then we'd have been closer to the horsepower.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you a little secret. You know, they got that little when you go to the title, they got that little thing where you can kind of cheat the title to make it kind of do what it want to do. So we know that's probably what happened.
The dino I go to don't have that little thing, you know. You know, Bob Kirkin don't have that little thing on his dino. You know, the first dino I went to, I had to take the cover dino because the dino didn't go that high.
Every dino got his car correct stable.
Yeah. This dino, it didn't go that high. But I tell you one thing, I'm gonna do something nasty to Jimbo and Wayne this year. Something real nasty to them boys.
Wayne ain't nothing.
And if Timo gets that slug to go to the 8 mile, I'm gonna do something to him too.
Hey, I wanna let all the Midwesterners know, and you Chicago boys are local, we got free Grudge Ink t-shirts till they go away, till they all gone.
And y'all, where they gonna be at? Where they gonna be at?
Yeah, go ahead, Greg, tell them where World of Wheels gonna be.
The World of Wheels is at the Donnelly Center in Rosemont, Illinois, on River Road. World of Wheels Auto Show starts the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of March.
Hey, y'all make sure y'all go out there and support Big Drag and Grudge Inc. And it's a whole lot of interesting things at the World of Wheels. Some really, really nice cars. Some stuff that you see in the magazine going to be there, baby. So if you guys over in Detroit want to come to a nice little racing type auto show, come on over, man. You know, have good food, good drinks, good fellowship, and believe me, there's probably, if there's enough guys come in, you're probably gonna get a couple races locked in. You definitely gonna have some race car talk, that's for sure. Hold on, I'm going to have to close some mics up.
You got to close your mic.
Wayne, you ain't nothing.
Wayne ain't nothing.
What's going on in the Motor City?
Well, I'm going to do something crazy to your motherfucking ass, I'll tell you that.
Man, only thing.
Hey, look, man. I'm tired of you motherfuckers, Chicago motherfuckers, bringing up my goddamn name. God damn it. We won't race in Michigan this motherfucking year. We ain't going all the way down to Georgia. I'm fucking
listen,
you up on my own board.
Oh, no. Hold on, man. Now you want to stay at home and get your whooping. I told y'all last year. You come all the way to Georgia to let everybody see you get down.
You ain't told me shit, Drag. You can take that transmission and break button too.
I told y'all, why y'all want to do this down there, man?
Drag, you get out of line, I'm going to fuck you up too.
You got the backside and the clear anytime you ready, because you ain't nothing.
Ben ain't the only motherfucker with a new car around here. So watch what you say, goddammit.
Get you something to match up and get our head up there, sucker.
I'm going to fuck you up, Drag.
You ain't going to drop a brick in Mr. Welch's backyard.
Hey, brother. Hey, you know what? I'm going to do a 2-for-1. I'm going to do a 3-for-1. I want you, 3-Lug, and Biz all in one day.
Well, then lock it in.
Lock it in for when? What do you want to lock it in for?
We can go to Tracy Race on April the 6th.
I won't be there. I'll be at Wits on the 7th. I won't be at in Texas.
No, Wits is the 7th, right? I'm going to Tracy Race.
Hey, man, you sound like dogs, man. Stuttering again and shit.
Hey, what you want to do? As a matter of fact, we got to lock in, too, and we got to have a DP man.
Hey,
Whenever you ready, man, I'm ready. My car fixed, man. It's ready to go.
Man, you ain't even went down the track here, man. Cut it out, man.
It's fixed, man, okay? We got wheel dynos over here.
So when you want to lock, tell me when you want to do this.
I'll lock in the running week race.
Hello? Hello? Your mic ain't muted. Quit lying.
Hello?
Your mic ain't muted.
Hello? 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 Hello?
Hello?
Somebody done muted Wayne mic.
Can you hear me now?
Open the door.
Yeah, we can hear you, Wayne.
Damn, big a
Lady A, open me up.
Hey, baby.
What you got new over there, Billy? Tell us a little something about this new thing you got.
Street car, Fola. 10-point cage, all the seats, back seat, let me see. Small block, stock block, on nitrous. Single
stroke. Yeah, where did you get that car from? $300 What kind of car is it?
It's a Mustang. Yeah,
So look, you ain't got no 7-Up. You got a Laverne and Shirley, huh? A little Coke and milk, huh?
No, I got milk. Vitamin D. Vitamin D does the body, milk does the body good, baby.
You watch Laverne and Shirley, right? You mix that Coke and milk up?
No, actually, I watch Sanford and Son. Ain't nothing but some junk.
No, that's a little Junior.
Yeah, well. Lil Junior, like Drag say, we can't lock up for which race?
Nah. I'm still pulling my quarter panels and fenders and shit.
No, you're not. Stop lying. Your man can't stay off of Facebook. The quarter panel is already on.
You need a little more work on that bitch.
Yeah.
You need a whole lot of more work talking about taking something from me.
Hey, you found me a 15x12 well stocked 2.0 four-inch boat pattern with a 4-inch backspacing. I'll be in the game real quick.
They make them, don't they? They don't make them no more?
3 weeks back order.
But the race is April 7th.
Hey, man, I'm not doing no more dumb shit, man. Before I go to another motherfucking race,
okay.
The same thing you told Brian earlier, make 3 passes consistently before you lock in. I'm not doing it till I do that.
That's fine.
Hey, could y'all give me one of those fries? How much for one of those fries?
Because he ain't nothing.
I'm trying to get you to build me one of those fries.
I ain't worried about you, man.
Look, Wayne.
Hey, you know I ain't got nothing for you, man. Cut that shit out.
I ain't talking about this. I'm talking about the show, man. You jumped on me. I ain't jump on you.
You know I'm just fucking with you. What's going on?
You know I'm humble, man. I don't be really jumping on nobody.
It's cool. I know I get my shot at you when you climbing 3-lug ass crack.
I got 3-lug car hostage. This car at my house right now.
That's good. That's all good. Can't wait to see it out. Hell yeah. But let me get back to work. I'll fuck with y'all, boys.
Hey, Danny, I don't know why you called me a crank, bro. You know, I ain't did nothing wrong. When I whoop one of these jokers from Detroit, I want him at his best because they ain't nothing, man. Where is he going? The man ain't no ladder bar car no more with 29s and Willy bar. This man sits just like me, small block on nitrous on a 28. I'm going to pulverize this cat, man. So let him be right. So when he think he right, he going to bet like he think he right, and we going to have a check.
Oh.
I Wayne didn't hear that.
Why you say he muted his ears now?
say it again.
I said it once, I said it twice. You're a dead man.
And what car are you talking about?
Lil Junior.
Man, you know what? We can talk all day. I see you in the water box.
There it is.
Hold on, three little texting me. What's up, kid?
What's going on, Biz?
What's going on, kid?
Ain't nothing happening, Larry. Drag. Everybody else
what
out
up,
there?
Man?
Nothing much.
That's both of them, Larry.
Yes.
What time the World of Wheels open up Saturday? I mean, Sunday, Drag?
I guess about 9 o'clock, but shoot, I ain't going to get in there to have the church.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah, I got off the church.
Oh, okay.
Like, if all of them gave out, I don't know how many gave up. Hey, Ben, we got some nerves.
Yeah, I think. Somebody got the. Somebody talking on the speakerphone. If you're on the speakerphone, get off the speakerphone. It's making us echo.
I think it's
Lady
all out there.
Okay.
Lady A. I heard.
Hold on a sec. Hey, Lady A, if you can, if there's anybody else with their hands up, want to open up their mics. Because I got about another 15, 20 minutes before I go to work. Anybody else with their hands up, Lady A? Did kid get on?
Yeah, I'm
here.
Okay.
All right, well, let me see if there's anybody else got their hands up. Hold on.
Thank you.
708. 0478. Your mic open.
What's going on, homeboy?
What's up, homeboy? What's happening, Smitty?
Just telling something good. I can send me in, you know, enjoying the show there.
Oh yeah. We just trying to pass some time, man. Get ready for the for 41 to go ahead. U.S. No Limit Raceway to go ahead and open up, man. That's what
when
we waiting
for. When they gonna open us
up, Ben? Well, you know, it's open. I think it's open March 1st, but after that, it's, you know, it's whenever the weather gets where it needs to
weather,
be. Yeah.
Weather permitting.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So.
Hey.
Hold on. Yeah.
Before you cut out, I got a question. I wanna take about 2 or 3 minutes of my time. I got a question I wanna ask y'all when you get a break in there.
Okay, somebody on the speakerphone. If you're on the speakerphone, take it off the speakerphone, please. All right, go ahead, Larry. And if you're not talking to Larry, put your phone on mute, fellas. Let Larry, somebody on the speakerphone.
They still on the speakerphone?
Okay.
Hey, y'all got my line open?
Your line is open.
Oh, my bad, Biz. That was me. I didn't know if my line was open. I never heard it come in. What's happening?
What's going on, Leon? What's happening?
Not a whole lot, man. Where that old gold dig at, man?
Hey, Leon. That's
I
the second
put
time you done did that this week. You do that one more time, you're going to get a grudge ink violation.
Hey, I didn't ever know my line. Hey, I didn't know my line was open, man. I went on and set my line open.
You a fucking idiot.
Yay!
What's going on, hey, man?
Larry, go ahead, man.
No, I wanted to ask everybody. I had a question I wanted to ask everybody. All the people that know Big Clog, man, I wanted to know, did anybody think that Big Clog was a fake ass racer?
Who said that?
BET said that he had up on the board that the man was a fake racer, and plus he put the man's car on display, man, with the motor out of it and all that different stuff, trying to take it to a degrading level, man, you know. And I don't know, Big Clog, I consider him to be a very, very good friend of mine, and I just wanted to know how everybody else felt about it, because, you know, what BET did, I didn't think that was good for not only drag racing, but I don't think that is good for Grudge Inc. because of the simple fact that I see him putting himself in a very vulnerable position, you know. So I thought that I would ask that question because of the simple fact that I said that I was going to mention this to all my brothers in Grudge Inc. because of the simple fact that we don't need that kind of stuff in Grudge Inc., man. You know, we trying to move forward, and we can't move forward if we let a big rock get in the road and we don't push it out the way. You know,
hold on, before we get to Bastion. Hold on. I don't know if you guys know, he got online and he even though what he has did, you can't take back, because that's he did that and everybody seen it. But he did get on the where he posted it at and apologized and said he was dead wrong. He had gotten his feelings and he should not have done that. He apologized to the fans. He apologized to Big Clark. So I don't know if that means anything to nobody, but he did apologize. What he did was dead bogus and dead wrong. I told him that. But I do want to let you know, before we get to bashing him, and it takes a lot for a man to say he's sorry and he apologized.
I want to add to that, Biz. You know, as a director of Grudge Inc., you know, and I'm not trying to call shots over nobody. We don't want to bash nobody, man. BET may think that we at him, man. We're not at BET, man. He like racing like we do, man. He just, you know, he got to understand ain't nobody at him, and we're not out to hurt him. He just got to understand that, man. So this ain't no time that we all want to sit around and talk bad about nobody, man, including BET. You know, he want to be around racing just as bad as we want to, man. The man, you know, I didn't know that he did come on and apologize, but if he did, you know, I can respect him a little more for doing that, man. But he'll learn, you know, he'll learn. And the best way when you got somebody that's doing crazy stuff like that, man, is just ignore it, man. You know,
He did apologize. But he got to
stop doing that stupid stuff, man. He got to stop that. Anybody going to keep on forgiving him?
I'm sure he's aware of that, Leon. But for us to come on and steady talk about it and talk about him, it ain't getting us nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it doesn't feel like the world is attacking him, you know, and we need to back off, man. You know what I'm saying?
Big Joy, I don't want nobody to bash him. And the reason to shit nobody bash him because what's going on with him, he's doing it to himself, right? It ain't like we doing it to him. He's doing it to himself, and he needs to step up to the plate because, you know, if we was talking about a guy that's 21, 19, 18, or something of that nature, then, okay, we can allow some mistakes, right? But when you reach a certain point in time in life, right, you have to start assuming responsibility. That man is a father, and so far and so on. We had several other mishaps. We're not trying to bash him, but we want him to make him realize that what he's doing is not good for him, and it's not good for us either.
And we get the noise out. We can't even hear Larry talk, y'all.
Somebody got some bad background noise.
Hey, that was not. I want to say something real quick so I can go back on mute. First of all, I agree with all y'all. The man was dead wrong for doing that shit. But I think he was even wronger for disrespecting another man's shop that way. You know what I mean? You know, to go in somebody else's shop and take pictures of his buddy or his customer car or whatever relationship they got, that was just dead wrong. And third, who didn't know Big Clark car was down? So the motors wouldn't be in there any motherfucking way. You know what I mean?
It
was wrong, but at the same time, he really didn't do nothing.
But you know what, Wayne,
the man car was down.
Maybe it took that for BET
to understand that, man, what am I doing here? You know what I'm saying? Why did I do something like that? You know, maybe,
I was on the show last night, and, you know, they told him about that shit, man, and I think he got the point, man, but the man got to learn to pick and choose his battles, man, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
And some of that shit is behind you, is just irrelevant. I think he got the point, man.
He did. I mean, bro, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think the words that he used on his apology was his own words, because it was really, really eloquent on how he apologized. I mean, it was very well put together. Not saying that he can't do that, but the way the words was flowing, it was a deep apology, man. And I take my hat off for him with the apology, because it's hard for a grown man to say he's sorry. You know what I'm saying? And the backlash at the fans stood up on the East Coast and told him he was dead wrong. Now, the ones that was for what he did was basically ones that didn't like Jay Barnes, which is childish too, because Jay didn't have nothing to do with that. But
hey, but you know what though?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say this: we can talk and say all we want about what BET did, but you know what? Somebody ain't gonna keep on putting up with BET's stuff, and BET gonna get his head cracked because everybody don't take it like that.
Leon, you know that goes without saying, but why does it need to be talked about? You know what I'm saying? We try to resolve
it's over because the man apologized, I haven't talked to Clark to see if he forgave him or accepted his apology or whatever. But
I guarantee you, Big Chris gonna accept his apology because that's the kind of dude he is.
Right.
You know,
it's over with.
After the other incident, you know, he was pissed off. The next morning, I called him. This man had nothing to him. You know, he was gone. You know, you're right. Absolutely right, Leon. I'm not trying to beat you up with what you're saying. But at some point, a joker gonna have to change. You know what I'm saying? And I thank God that maybe BET is getting it now. He's understanding that. Man, I'm pissing off a lot of people, man. You know what I'm saying? And I'm really making things bad for me. You know, you should be able to go in the track and everybody walk in the door. You don't want to be watching your back or looking around or wondering if these dudes, you know, going to throw something at me or whatever. You know, whatever the case it is, man. We don't need that in racing, man. So that's all I have to say about it, y'all. But like I said, I'm not trying to over-talk nobody there, Leon. I'm just speaking of trying to get a resolution for the situation, man.
But, Drag, I couldn't even understand what was the point of him even making the video. You know what I'm saying?
Ben said that he said that he got into his feelings. You know what I'm saying? So you know, maybe he felt some personal stuff that maybe Clark was picking at him or something. You know, like a lot of times a person will be upset about some stuff somebody done brought and told him, but this other dude that they brought and told him about ain't said a word. You know, and then we'll sometimes take that and run with it. You know, so never know what the reason that triggered him or set him off. But you know what I'm saying? It's huge whether his apology was genuine or not. Like Gia said, it take a hell of a man to apologize. Boy, that's one thing, you know what I'm saying, when I'm wrong, you know what I'm saying, that's the one thing that burns me down and knocks me to my knees when I had to go to a song and say, man, I'm sorry, bro. But I have done that before, you know what I'm saying? It takes the better after you do it, but in the process of you doing it, man, that's tough to do.
Yeah, because he's going to make everybody look at him kind of funny when he step in the track. You know, a lot of people, like I said, people going to forgive him, ain't going to be thinking about it. But he just going to have to be looking when he come in the track, man. Like, he don't know what.
That's why we want to make it better, Big Danny. That's why we want to make it. We don't want to exclude BET from the races, man. We don't. You know what I'm saying? It's okay to have BET around. He gets his videos. He do his things. He talks stuff. That's all about
I know that, but I'm just saying that. I didn't understand the point of him even making the video.
Well, that was, like Ben said, he got into his feelings, man. That's what he did. You know, it was definitely, you know, unacceptable. That's something that shouldn't have never happened, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, that was his way of fighting back, man.
Yeah.
But the thing I'm trying to say, he fighting back is something that ain't fighting at him.
Exactly.
Exactly. That's the whole point, Drag, because everything that he that's going on, Drag, he's doing it to himself. Big Clock is not the first person that had this problem. And the only reason I addressed the problem was because of the simple fact that he needs to be made aware, man, that, you know, it's some people out here, Drag. See, Drag, well, me and you and a lot of these guys, we able to just walk around and get away and leave it alone. Hey, Drag, we got some young guys in the game, man, that won't do that. And I don't want to see nothing happen to nobody, man. You know, I don't want to see nothing happen to nobody. So what he has to do, he has to grab a hold to himself, Drag, because he's trying to make money, you know. And the doors is open for him to make money, but he keeps closing the doors on himself, you know. So what he needs to do, he needs to realize this. A bashing ain't going to do no good. When a guy got his mind made up, bashing ain't going to do nothing, because if bashing would do something, then the incident, the other incidents would have never taken place. He got to make his mind up, man, and come on and join in and make this move forward with us. If he's going to do it separately, then he's pushing himself away from Drug Inc.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree with
but
you.
I hope that don't happen. I hope that don't happen.
It's good. He apologized, man. Let's not give it a platform and keep talking about it, because keep rehashing it. It's gonna get some people mad and upset. It's gonna get people that didn't even know about it to try to go and even look at it. And then they gonna want, if they didn't get a chance to say something, they gonna want to say something. So let's just go ahead and drop it, man. And he did apologize, and that's all we wanted him to do was try to right his wrong. And he did it the best way he know how. So you know, let's get about being drag racing on March 9th over in Jackson, South Carolina. We're going to have a good grudge race over there. My brother's from Detroit is going down there to take care of some business. Like I said, may y'all travels be okay, y'all be safe, and get that money. And over in Louisiana, the invasion of Louisiana and Mississippi, man, I guess they got some hell of a races in Mississippi, because, man, they got on Boom Show last night and took over his show. They muted his mic. Now, that's like that's like Wayne and Jimbo coming meatball and them coming on my show and mute my mic. They came on and muted Boom mic and took over the show,
don't,
man.
Don't think we won't, motherfucker.
We just might have to.
Hey man, listen, man. Before you take over my show, chump, come over here and take over 41. That's where we gonna see that y'all some gangsters. If y'all can come over and take over our track, and we done been to Milan, and we done been to Martin, Michigan, and we done took over y'all track, had y'all hostage.
Hey, two things. First of all, well said, Larry. If everybody thought like you, Larry, it'd be a much better world.
Yeah.
Second of all, Liz, who have you beat at Milan?
Who'd I beat at Milan? You know what? I only raced one time at Milan. I didn't say me. I said Chicago.
Chicago.
Okay, ask who I beat at Martin. Nah, you want to talk? Hold on. I took over. I beat Johnny Quick at Milan. I beat, what you say about that?
Ask that question again. Johnny Quick ain't nothing? Hey, Big White. Yeah, go ahead.
Big Wayne.
Yes, sir.
You know why y'all having a problem with keeping that old Mustang in the middle of the road? It's too light. You got to put a heavyweight driver in there. You got to get Jimbo out of there and put me in there.
hey, Drag. I don't want the car to tip over shit.
You want it to stay to the ground, though. See, Jimbo too light. That's all because of feather light.
He's ready to cross the bridge in a minute.
Well, guys, it's good to talk to y'all, as always, man. Good to hear from y'all. Wayne, you know I talk stuff, but I don't mean no harm. It's all in fun. And anything or anybody, I hope I ain't offended nobody, because that's not my intention. You know? And,
what?
When we get a chance to get together, we all have a good time, like always, and I hope to see y'all soon.
I used to be Red Robin.
Hey, Big Greg.
Yes, sir.
Before you cut out, give me Ball Factor.
Are you getting out? You going with Ball Factor?
I got to go. Let me make my step. If Ball Factor, if it's warm out there and he can get a hold of the track, I'm gonna give him the benefit. But if it's cool, then I gotta go with the white boys.
But see, Larry, maybe my logic is a little different than everybody else's, but although Ball Factor's got, you know, he got CBS and all them tuning on the car, and
that's
Jefferson
Edwards.
He got good power
right
and stuff
here,
like that.
Indiana.
Do you think he got more power than the big boss on nitrous? Come on, man. And we all know the field don't know how to manage the drag strip. Man, that's going to be – I just can't see them beating the field, especially up on their home base. I just can't see it happening. But
it's going to be a hell of a race, drag. That's why it's so hard for me to call it, drag. It's going to be a hell of a race, man.
Drag, Larry. I don't give a damn who wins. I just want to see both cars make the trip.
Yeah, right, right. And so,
right. Mm-hmm. A safe one, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
16-minute walk probably before.
Ain't no doubt in my mind. I know Jay Barnes and them going to have that track on field. You can bet
that
track is going to be bad to the bone. As bad as it can be for the conditions that they have, that track will be bad.
And I believe the same thing, Greg. I know he's going to have it on kill, matter of fact.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Well, I'm going to get off of here. I'm going to get my dog on bath so I can get up in the morning and go back to the auto show, man. I'll see y'all. Y'all look
out
for any other guys coming by, man. I got some I got some stuff to give out if it's still available when y'all make it out here.
Yeah.
All right,
Greg, if I decide not to leave tonight going down to Macon, I'll see you at the World of Wheels.
Okay, man. Okay, well, y'all be safe, man. We're on the traffic. Y'all be safe, man. Y'all take
all
care,
right,
bro.
Thanks, Greg.
All right,
hey, Larry.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to save a spot on the wall over there for me, you, Beers, and Willie Dawg. We all going to sit on the wall together.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes, sir. And we gonna get first class service, cause they gonna bring our service to the wall. Hey, man, you know what? I like this. I like this, y'all. I like this, man, because hey, man, y'all just don't know, man. And when I tell y'all this, maybe some of y'all understand it, a lot of y'all might not, man. But the things that y'all are doing now, back during the time, we weren't fast as y'all, man. And you wanna know something? My drag racing career is still going on, but it's going on through y'all, man. You know, and I like this, man. I enjoy this, man. I enjoy the fellowship. I enjoy the racing. And the most important part, I enjoy the brotherly love, man, because I'm a people person, man. I always have been, you know. And I just want to let y'all know, man, I appreciate all of y'all, man.
Appreciate you, Larry.
Even though they say Wayne, you ain't nothing. you're all right with me.
Hey, Larry, I appreciate you from the Ogden and Costner days.
Oh, man.
Hey, Larry, a lot of these boys lost on the phone about that one. When
you
I said
that,
they
right.
got lost.
You got that right. Boy, we had some fun back then, man. Ooh, Lord, did we have some fun.
And that's when Grudge Racing was Grudge Racing.
Yes, sir. And we used to be over on Damon and
Damon and Fulton.
And Hastings over there. Damon and Hastings. We used to have two cars paired up, man, at least about 30 or 40 cars paired up. And after the first two go to the next two. All night long, man. All night long.
Oh, yeah. We had some good fun there.
Yeah, police should get them a parking space and take a look at it, man.
Oh, they still did. Then,
yes,
when
sir.
they get
then no other police officer come. Then we had to go to South Chicago and get on South Chicago. And they sitting on there. We got on the Skyway.
Yes, sir.
Hey, who was that? When Shine came up here to run bed, man, they shut the doggone Skyway down. The police shut the Skyway down for us. They said, well, we're going to shut the Skyway down so y'all get this race on.
Yep. Yeah.
Hey, Biz, I'm down the highway, Biz.
How far you down?
Oh, I'm passing through Kentucky.
Oh, okay.
I'm passing through Kentucky.
Okay. Pick up
G-Shot. Yeah, get old G-Shot. Tell G-Shot, step on board.
Hey, G-Shot, if you're on the phone, I'm dipping through Kentucky right now.
I'm waiting on my phone call to see if I'm struggling out here tonight.
Come on down, Larry. You know we're going to all be on the wall down there having us a good time.
You got that right.
Because Willie Dawg going to have us dying laughing down there. I promise y'all.
Man, Willie Dawg, the yellow bus going to pick Willie Dawg up. He'll never make it to the track.
Man, there's going to be some good fellowship down there. There's going to be some good fellowship.
It's going to be a war down there, man.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I got to see if Butt Naked coming, man. They say Butt Naked, they ain't even put his money in yet.
Oh, the dick got his money. Hey, the dick grabbed his wallet, man.
The dick grabbed his wallet and ran out the door with it. Boy, you and kid don't know what I'm going to do with y'all, boy. Y'all got that deal going on, boy.
Hey, what was that movie where Anthony Anderson played it when the kangaroo took his hoodie and he had the money inside the hoodie and he was chasing the kangaroo around? Man, the dick grabbed Butt Naked wallet, man.
I wonder where old Chemo at. I ain't heard from Chemo, Tony, none of them. They've been MIA.
They over there in the lab. They said Chemo said he ain't saying nothing until his car gets right.
That'd be a smart move, won't it?
They said Chemo ain't coming on the radio shows or nothing until that car gets right.
I heard that.
He said when his car right, ooh-wee.
Yes, sir. Hey, sometimes you have to take yourself off, man, and do what you got to do, man. Sometimes it requires that.
Yeah.
Well, you rolling, too. You ain't doing shit around.
You said what, Larry?
Oh, no, Danny ain't playing around. He's rolling.
He's not doing shit.
I just went through this tunnel down here in Kentucky. I went in the house, threw all my clothes in the suitcase, and threw it in the back of the minivan and got low.
Hey, man, I just want to thank the guys. Hey, what's up, Witt?
The 911 bad boys is in the house.
Hey, Wick is right. I ain't heard Wick tonight.
Wick on.
Yes, what's up, Wick? I don't hear no Wick.
Yeah, well, let me see if he's still on. I'm looking dead at him. Wick's still on. He probably on the line or talking to somebody else.
No, he said ain't nobody got in front of him, so that's why, you know what I'm saying, they in the turning lane.
Yeah.
We're on mute.
I know Donye is in the turning lane waiting on Witt. I know that.
That's between him and Donye, that was a good run at Holly Springs, man. That was an excellent run.
Wick said he got some tricks for us Chicago boys. So we will see.
Wick said we a Chicago boys ain't seen nothing yet. He ain't turned that thing up yet. Per Wick.
Oh yeah.
Said when we come back down there on the 7th, he gonna turn that thing way up. He ain't thinking about no damn Donye.
It's gonna be nasty if he turned all the way up over the track and hold him now. We don't need him blowing the tires off.
Well, that track supposed to be able to hold world records.
Hey, the only thing I like about that is Donye going back to his home track. I want to see that shit up here on a neutral track.
Now you're talking, Wayne. Now you're talking. But it's nothing wrong with whooping somebody at their home track. Ooh, man.
Yeah, that's
what we
found
Jordan did. It's 12B. This going directly to the road.
Did Wick come on yet?
No.
Not yet.
Oh, we going to keep him busy
We was over here
working on the car. What's going on?
Oh, ain't nothing. I told you on the phone.
I'm on, goddamn. Come on. Why, goddamn, I can't wait till I get through with this new car. I got a surprise. Goddamn, motherfucking done your ass. Boy, I know they'll probably be ready for. Boy, if they be ready on the 6th, boy, Donye, 7, Donye is gonna be in trouble.
When that small block gonna be ready?
Man, you want some of Predator, so you don't.
Yes, I do. Yeah, I want some of both of them.
Uh oh. Well, you can get the Predator, goddamn it, soon on the 7.
You ain't taking one with multiple cars, nah. You ain't the only one,
yeah,
nah.
And when the small block come out, I'm gonna give you action with it too.
All right, I've been waiting on you.
Yeah, but you say you want some of the Predator. You call the Predator out.
Yes, sir. I want some like it ain't no tomorrow.
Yeah, that Predator like white trash.
Which one
you
want?
It like bad company, too. Bad company gets fucked up with the company, too.
Okay.
Well, you know
we got the Terminator up in Detroit, right?
Yeah, we don't small block killer.
Okay, we're going to find out. We're going to find out real soon.
Big ball factor, biggest, we don't small block killer.
Damn.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't give a fuck about no small block. We got a little big block. I ain't going to lie, we got a little big block. And we don't give a fuck about no small block.
Well, I want small block versus small block. Let me see what your small block is.
Well, when I get the small block car ready, I'm going to accommodate all y'all.
That small block should be ready for July 27th.
Oh, yeah. It should be ready by then. Yeah.
If it ain't going to be ready by then, it ain't going to be ready.
Shit.
I can't fuck with them full and big blocks, but I ain't scared of no full and small block.
Yeah, because everything going to be footing. You can believe that.
Oh, I believe you. Just stick with what works. If it works for you, stick with it.
Yeah, he's been working for me.
Damn, this is a big-ass return season. What's going on?
But, man, what y'all going to do about this butt naked, Larry, man? Y'all, come on, y'all like to talk to this
man.
Boy,
man. I don't know about butt naked, man. He said that he owed a lot of money. A dog come on and say he ain't gave him a quarter. I'm trying to see what's going on.
Man, I bet that trailer's still in the driveway.
Man, y'all ain't got to do ignore Buck Naked. That's all y'all got to do, ignore him. He looking for some attention.
He looking for some
what? He looking for what you say, Wick? He looking for what?
some attention. That man is not trying to engage. That man looking for some attention.
Well, tell that man to put a price on that motor, because I know somebody up there looking for a big block.
Yeah, he needs to sell it. He needs to sell all that shit.
We make good use of that motor. We might come see you. We have that motherfucking motor. We might come see King Kong.
Please get that weak motherfucker, man. Please get that weak motherfucker. I say you're more fast than that weak motherfucker he got.
Hey, wasn't they built by the same person?
Yeah, but see, let me tell you something, B. Let me explain something to you. See, when you go to your people, they might bid you something. Then somebody else go to your people, they might bid them.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I said, I want my shit, won't be better than bad now. I know this. But nigga ain't spending no money. CG ain't running no more freshening up. He trying to fix one in 6 months. What he means is, just like your contract ain't fucked with Turbo GT, that's kind of what he means, man. I don't know about that, bro.
You speaking French to me.
You can't fuck with that car, man.
Yeah, okay. There's a whole lot go on within a year, buddy. I'm not saying that I'm faster than him or nothing or all that stuff, but all I'm saying is, when we did race in that hat race, I wasn't turned all the way up. You can believe that. And I was in the paint. So take it for what you want to take it for. Yeah.
That's my for real.
Hey,
you don't need to be
better. I will only bet on that car if Ray was driving.
Oh, okay. Well,
I ain't gonna lie to you.
I understand that.
Until they show me something.
Yeah.
Valet parking.
Yeah.
Hey, Whit. He went back to work.
Yeah, went over there in the lab, baby.
They got a lot going over there
with 901 and
902
bad boys.
He's walking them dogs.
We made it to Louisville to get something to eat. Are you happy?
Well, Saturday, Macon, Georgia, some of the baddest boys on 28th will be in the house.
That should need to be on live feed, man. We need live feed for that one.
Yeah, you do.
Miz, I'm going to have to go buy me a video camera. Damn, Matt, to see all this shit going on.
I'll be glad we'd be able to sit at the, some of us can sit at the house and then turn the TV on and be able to sit back and watch it go on, man.
Like they do with NHRA. They go live. They're in the pit. They're live almost the whole day. I'm like, well, what is this?
Boy, Sunday, we had a ball Sunday, man. There was so many old guys that we drag race with and drag and all of that. We sat back and we watched the whole NHRA, man. We had a ball, man.
You know these sessions?
Hey, Larry, man, when you get down there, man, you see old BET, man, you can pull him to the side for me, man.
Yeah.
Kick some of that knowledge to him, all right?
Yeah, I'm going to holler at him, man, because I don't know, you know, he got mouths to feed, man. The man got mouths to feed, man, and I don't want to see him hurt himself, man. It's a hard thing to sit back and watch somebody destroy themselves, man, for no reason, man, you know. And
I don't like that, Wayne. You know, I mean, I ain't nobody's boss or nobody's control or nothing, man. But you know, I like to see people make it, man. You know, I ain't no hater. I don't know about it, though.
Hey, Larry.
Yes, sir.
Tell you, I think he wrote it himself because he called me and said it to me before he posted it.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was a hell of a apology. You know what I'm saying? I really commend him for getting on there saying he made a mistake. I take my hat off.
Well, you know, Beers, I missed it, Beers. Somebody sent me the other thing, but I missed that part of it, Beers. You know, it takes a big person to apologize, man, but it also takes a big person to step up to the plate. And I just want to see him step up to the plate, man, because like you say, everybody important in this game, man. You know, and he needs to just throw it on and do what he got to do. You know.
Gross racing is great. The trash talking is great. But what we gotta learn, is violations.
Exactly.
You know, we're gonna do a subject on that in the coming weeks. Violations. We're gonna have to make sure that when we engage in trash talk, that we keep it above the belt. You know, a lot of us know about boxing, and when we hit somebody below the belt, it's generally a foul.
It's a foul.
So we're going to have to learn how to keep things above the belt. And when we keep it above the belt, you know, it's all love and war, you know. It's all good when we keep it above the belt, you know. Anytime we go below the belt, you know, personal feelings, personal attacks and things like that will come about. So as long as we keep this thing above the belt, you know, it's all good.
That's right.
Because if it ain't no trash talking, it ain't grudge racing.
That's
hey,
right.
Hey, Biz.
Yeah.
It should have been like that all the time, man.
It should. But, you know, bro, everybody not perfect. Everybody make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, we learn from them. And this one incident we're going to learn from, and we're going to move on because it's two important figures in grudge racing. We don't want either one of them out. And they grown men, and they should be able to go behind closed doors and handle it. And I believe
that's
they
what
will.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, I believe they will. They're in the same state. They've known each other for years. They done fellowship. They done rolled with each other. They done ate with each other. So, you know, they have been working out one way or another. And, you know, sometimes working it out is you don't say nothing to me, I don't say nothing to you. You know, that could be a work. That could be one of the solutions, and if that's what it is, then that's what it is.
That's right.
It shouldn't be a problem, man. Them two strong-willed and logical-thinking brothers, you know. So,
Whenever you see me come down that road, or you see me go to Milan or wherever I'm going, all my personal shit, I leave it at home, man. My family. That's my personal. Drag racing is not personal, man. It is a sport. You know.
It can feel personal sometimes, Larry. It can feel personal sometimes.
It can. You think I didn't take it personal when they was talking about my man crashing my car? You think I didn't take that personal?
You took it personal, but you went around it.
I got 40-50 in this damn car in less than 10 seconds, you know, it's gone. And then they telling me my driver dumb and this and that, you know, crash, and then it happened again. You know, that stuff, you know, things you don't play about. But at the same time, I got thick skin.
Right.
It take a whole lot to rattle me. A whole lot. But, you know, it's cross racing, and you have to take it. You got to look at it like that. Some things are said, some things is done.
Hey, he right out the door.
Get a person. It takes him over the head.
I done been on both sides of the fence on that matter. I done talked about Kilo when he tore his shit up, and I done tore my shit up, so, you know. Karma motherfucker.
You know what it is. You know what it is, though, but you know what it is.
Exactly.
You know?
But either way, it just ain't right, man. It ain't cool.
Karma, they say karma is something else, man, and it don't feel good, you know.
Right.
It don't feel good, and especially when, you know, and I know they wouldn't say nothing if my little man didn't get hurt. They not that type of guy. You know, they made sure that little B was fine and all that. And they went to, you know, they went. But then again, you got to realize, too, sometimes the trash talk is to get under your skin. So you
right,
can do
man.
Something, you know, so that you can do some things that you normally wouldn't do.
Oh,
yeah.
Going in a bad spot, you know, giving somebody it's always three sides to a story. It's sad, the other person's sad, and then there's the truth. You know,
right.
But
learn from it. That's the biggest thing. Learn from all this, you know. Learn from it.
Definitely.
That's right.
You know, these cars is like an extension from us, an extension of ourselves, you know.
And we all know, all of us, that's been in for a few years, like myself, we understand this is for enjoyment.
No.
We don't do this to make money because we'll never come out on top.
Right.
With the money that we spend, this is a hobby. This is an enjoyment.
Right. Well, I spend more on this damn racing than I do my damn kids. Shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, my heart is into my kids more, but my pocket's in my race.
You got that right. You can't spend this type of money on your kids.
Yeah.
Hey, you spent this money on your kids. They'll tell you, Daddy, I don't want nothing else. I'm fine. You can stop.
I'm telling you.
Or they grow up and be fucked up when they get out here in the real world.
Yeah. Hey, Biz, by the time you finish spending, when they get teenagers, when they get 18, oh, you've been spent more than what you got tied up in all the race cars in all years.
Yeah. But not per year, not per car like we do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know that.
Y'all spending five times what we used to spend, man. Five times, man.
If we got 40 and 50 in a car, man, ain't nowhere here you gonna spend 40 and 50 on no kids. Not saying it just don't require that much.
It don't require
exactly,
it.
Exactly.
It don't.
It's not that you won't. It's not that you can't really, but it don't require that much. You know, kids.
Yeah.
You don't require to go buy a $2,500 turbo for your kids, or a $1,700 nitrous system, or intake for your kids. You buy them a damn Nintendo or a damn Sega Genesis or whatever, and they straight.
Oh, Biz, you should hear my kids all day long. They on the internet. Man, Dad, go and get this for me right here. Man, Biz, they looking at all. Biz, they looking at cars like Lil Junior. Man, this ain't nothing but this and that. I can go and take this down the track one time.
I'm like, you ain't been nowhere fast as this. I can drive it. I'm like, yeah, okay.
I did some work. I didn't do any part. I go back and finish up.
Hey, Larry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Larry, we was back in the day, Larry, we was happy if we had an 11-second car, if it went 12-second.
Hey, you know what? Honestly, bro, it's some people right now will be happy with an 11-second car.
You got that right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But
you got that right.
That's what really all the street car action really is.
Yeah.
I know who need an 11-second car butt naked.
No, he's chasing that deer right now. He's chasing that deer.
Hey, man, I want to see that guy go, man. That's the only reason I keep bringing his name up. I want to see that guy go.
Hey, believe me, but his car, if he get it together, it's gonna go, man. But I don't know, man. I gotta see what's going on with old butt naked, man. I got action, man. Is you trying to hold on to this belt or what's going on? I gotta talk to him. I gotta call him and ask him what's happening, man.
You know what? I gotta be totally honest. I didn't realize the type of older butt naked had when I locked my race in with him. When I went down there, I really didn't pay no attention to right before we raced. I looked inside his damn snorkel. I said, God! I said, I said, my man got to cut a tree, you know. But then I already heard through the grapevine that he wasn't consistent. You know what I'm saying? So, and I knew that's one thing my car gonna do is it's gonna get down the track. That's one thing it's gonna do. It's gonna get down the track. But you know, I'm a fair man. I'm
going to
get him some get back. I'm going to give him some get back.
Hey, Biz. Yo. Now you see what one of them big Gene Fulton look like, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I see what one of them.
Yep.
One of, yeah.
We need some of that shit up here.
You know what? Honestly, we do. We need some fast, big block nitrous cars, other than Dodge. You know what? Hey, and I'm going to say this before we get off. I was wondering why we don't. Them guys down there like to run G-body against G-body, Mustang against Mustang, A-body against A-body. Because if you look at it, you got Alabama, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, all of them are at each other. So that's where they can pick their certain class that they want to race in. Whereas we're in Illinois.
Yeah.
When we racing up here, we everybody don't have a class. Everybody got their own particular car. So we are accustomed to running your car against my car. Your car against my car. We can't have the luxury to pick a class and run in. That's why when we go down there, we'll take a G body and run. Danielle, take a G body and run with. A whole lot of G bodies ain't gonna run King Kong. You got those, but you ain't got a whole lot of them that won't. You got Leon with a nitrous car running chemo with a turbo car. They don't do that down there. They stay in their certain class because they got more of the cars to pick up. We're not picking our slim. We got to race the person. So
right.
I thought about that the other day.
Yeah. And you know what I thought about, Liz? I thought about something that little Tony said. Little Tony said that instead of locking in some park out money, he wanted to lock in all the money.
I think
that's crazy. I would never do that for the sake of unless I'm going off the trailer.
That's all we used to do back in the day. We never locked in no park out money. Never.
I mean, we didn't lock in back in the day. We didn't lock in. We just showed up and raced.
That's right.
Right. So it wasn't no lock in. It was just showing up and race. But what Tony talking about, only way I would ever say lock in 3,000 or run for 3,000 if I'm going off the trailer. That's the only way I do that. I would never, ever do that, and I got to shake down and all that. Not doing that.
But you know what I've been thinking about though, Biz?
Yeah.
Is I'm guilty of it too. I kind of feel like up north we're getting away from our roots.
Yeah.
You know, and I kind of want to get back to that, man. You know what I mean? To you know.
And what's that, Ray? What's the
I mean, just racing how we like to race, man. Because you know we've been going down south and we don't have the time to test down there. Like they get to do, you know what I mean?
That's
and we
true.
Race and they race, man.
That's true.
And, you know, I just want to even up the field, man. You know what I mean? I want them to do something our way every now and then versus us always doing it their way. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. You know why we're doing it their way? Because we want to be accepted. We want to be accepted in the fold. You know, YouTube actually hurt us in a sense because all we did was see them on YouTube. So when we see them on YouTube, you know, the man in me, the pride in me, I want to be on YouTube.
I want to be able to walk into a track and people say, hey, B, it's like they say, hey, man, that's Tony Bynes over there. Oh, man, that's Big Wayne over there. You know?
Yeah.
You want that same thing. So, therefore, in order for me to get that said, I got to race their races. I got to go down there and race.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but I just wanted to race. I didn't want to go down there and waste my time and not get a race. You know what I mean?
True. That too.
You know, so,
But if you go to an 8-mile track, what you got to race?
Yeah.
Well, y'all on YouTube now. So y'all know, they know who y'all is when y'all step in the track.
don't get me wrong. I just don't love 8 Mile. I love 8 Mile. It's just some of the other things I don't like. You know what I mean? I really don't think a 28 to 29 is a big difference, man. You know what I mean?
You know
but
what?
Then,
I feel the same way, Wayne. But after seeing those guys take a 29 off their car and put a 28, and the car acts totally different. I don't know.
Yeah,
for example, I see Rambo, the new Rambo. He put 28s on that cop. Man, that man couldn't get out of his own way. I would have ran that man with a Civic. A Honda Civic.
Yeah, my Civic. But the white boys didn't do this shit overnight.
No, they didn't. Yeah,
no,
they didn't.
You know what I
mean? But, man, that man put that 29 back on his car.
Got somewhere. But the same person that will complain about a 28 versus a 29 would turn around and tell you a small block and a big block is equal.
Well, that's the game.
Yeah, you know, like we said earlier, like who said that earlier? They got them old big 500-inch small blocks now. Yeah, they do. But they got 800-inch big blocks now versus the old big block was a 632. Now the new big block is an 800-inch mower. Yeah. But it is what it is.
Absolutely right.
My brother said, you got to get to my house, right? He thought I was going to come over there.
I'm back at work. I'm at work. I'll see y'all guys later.
All right, man. I'm going on a big clock show, y'all.
Hey, Wayne.
Yeah.
If y'all can't get in, I already got a reserved spot already because I got that line held up.
Yeah.
Okay. I got that line on
already. Can't nobody out here click over to big clock show? That way you can still be on?
I don't know if there's no way they can do that on the board. They have did it before.
I could do it, but then
I'm talking about like somebody on the show. Now the number to call, is this already here? If you're on your cell phone, just merge the call over. That way everybody else can hear. You know what I'm saying? What's going on Big Clock Show?
Is it full already over there? I don't know, Wayne. I got an open over 20 minutes ago. You know?
Okay.
Yeah. But you would have to have my number to call me, Wayne. You got my number over there?
No, I ain't got your number, but I'm already on.
You already on? Okay, because I got it on my other line, too.
Yeah.
What about you, Kid? Kid already gone.
Larry, what's Big Chris number over there?
Big Clark number?
Hold on, let me get over here.
Hold on.
Larry, I had to stop down in the Kentucky and give me something to eat so I can keep on moving.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Okay, 347.
Uh-huh.
215.
Uh-huh.
8762.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
There you go.
Thank you for calling. The show
you wish to listen to
is currently calling. Hey, Larry, that boy full.
It's full?
That joker full.
Oh, man, you mean the man came on, huh?
I'm calling on my other phone. It said thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling. The show you wish to listen to.
Yep. Yep, that's cool.
The old Big Clock, man. I got on Willie Dawg's show night before last. Willie Dawg was over to have me cracking up laughing.
Man, Willie Dawg crazy, man. I told Willie Dawg he needs some help.
But you know what though? Willie Dawg do call it right down the middle. You know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, he keep it real. You know, he call it right down the middle, like when it's joking. When he's joking, and then when he really real. But
yep.
That's what I like about him, because, you know what I'm saying, he keep us laughing, but he also keep it real with us and like, no, that ain't fair. You know, he want to see a good, fair race.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what it's all about, man. That's what we're doing. We're racing. You know, that's what it's all about. You know? I like to see it stay that way, man. You know, I don't like for nobody to get their feelings tied up in it, man. Let's do this here, laugh. And if you don't like what happened, let's get back in the shop and do what we got to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. I can't wait till you get Smokey back running. Man, he's going to be hard to get along with. He really going to be acting a fool then.
I ain't never seen that car run. It run pretty good.
But this one, all the racing was going on back then when I was watching all the old videos with him on there. I mean, it was racing. I'm talking about it was good competitiveness with the racing. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't nobody super fast then. You know what I'm saying? He was just competing with them.
Right,
now,
right.
When we get back together now, man, he's going to be hard to get along with. Like you said, Wayne, a lot of people done changed their ways on trying to adapt to other racing. Just get back to the roots where it was, like quarter mile racing. All of us up here, all we knew was quarter mile racing. We didn't know nothing about 8 mile racing. All we knew to run the quarter.
See if we can get back on up there.
Thanks for calling. The show you wish to listen to is currently full. Please try to call.
Oh, Jennifer, you like them. I got you. On that picture I took inside, Levi.
Oh, Boomer gonna come back at Big Clock tonight, man. Cause they took over the show last night, man. They gonna come back tonight. Watch, see what I tell you.
They on the hills over there, Larry.
Huh?
I said Louisiana on Big Clock and Hill.
They supposed to be coming. I think they gonna come on tonight, man. Cause Mississippi Joe and them all of them, boy. They had Boomer going last night, man.
You should have heard him two nights ago. I think we was on DJ Grant and Butt Naked Show.
Oh.
Man, they was over there. Mississippi Joe told me, man, we gonna take over Louisiana.
Yeah.
He said, we coming down and we taking over. Y'all ain't gonna be able to do nothing. They said, what boom at? He said, I'm right here. He said, hey, what we saying? He said, me, Big Coart, and a bunch of other people, Gadget, we coming down and we taking over Louisiana. Y'all ain't gonna be able to breathe down there.
Yes, indeed.
I started cracking up laughing on the show.
Well, Mississippi Joe had us rolling last night, man.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, Larry, after I finish knocking this food down, I'm gonna get right back on this highway and knock these miles down.
You gonna get ready to knock them all down, huh?
Oh, yeah, of course. I gotta get down here to the zoo.
Well, that's what I'm doing. I'm laid back chilling. Waiting to see if I get that call. I'm going to jump straight up, grab them rags, slang them in there, and get the stepping.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's going to be a good one. That's going to be a hell of an event, man. That's going to be a hell of an event. Watch and see what I tell you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wish we could televise that boy live.
Ooh, yeah.
Man, that'd be something to see right there.
Uh-huh.
Have a couple of cameras on the sideline. Had the cameras in the pit area. You know, edit the cussing because you know some of the kids gonna be watching it too. Had a bleep button on, but man, oh man.
Man.
Hey Larry, do you know how fast Grubbs Inc. would be gone?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Grubbs Inc. would be gone.
Mm-hmm. I believe it's gonna be all right though, man, because we're growing fast, man, you know, and we just, as long as we keep it headed in the right direction, man, I believe it's gonna end up being something, man, you know. Yep.
Hey Larry, do you know when we go to Byron, you know, when the wheel stand contest there?
Yeah.
That guy Ted, do you know he worked for Speed Channel?
He worked for who?
Speed Channel.
No, I didn't know he worked for some Speed Channel.
Yeah, the guy that be, you know what I'm saying, be interviewing me and Big Steve and all that stuff when we be at Byron. When the
right,
wheel
right.
Stand, he worked for Speed Channel.
Hmm.
We need to get a hold of him. Because, you know, he do Chicago's Best. You know what I'm saying? When he come on channel, he do Chicago's Best. Next time when we see him at Byron, we gonna put a bug in his ear. Tell him bring them speed cameras down to next one of these big Grudge Inc. events.
You know who got them? Gunny Pick got the speed cameras, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, he should have them at the Grudge Inc. event, man.
Yeah, well, he got them. He sure got them.
We need to get the speed channel there.
Yeah. He definitely got them, man. No doubt about that.
And when they come out, everybody in the whole track got on Grudge Inc. shirts. Oh, man.
Oh, man. The bomb, baby, the bomb.
Man, Steve Channel come in. Man, everybody got on Grudge Inc. shirts. Like, what is this? Grudge Inc. You see it.
Grudge Inc. shirts and hoodies. If it's hot enough, if it's cold enough. If it ain't cold enough, all T-shirts.
Yeah, all Grudge Inc. Everybody, the kids, the women, everybody got to have on a Grudge Inc. shirt.
I'm telling you.
Man, they ain't going to know what hit them then.
Yes, indeed. They should be about ready to start kicking it off over there. I think everybody probably gone over there already. Ain't nobody on there but me and you?
I think so, and Biz.
No, Biz going to work.
No, but, you know, Biz still got his phone on, so that's why.
He'll probably call me a little bit later on, you know, if he can't get in. You're about to call me a little bit later on, and I'll take him in.
Facebook tonight, and all that stuff tomorrow.
Yeah.
What are they talking about on Big Crystal?
They ain't got started yet.
They ain't got started yet, and it's full already?
Yeah.
Hey, Lev, they're going to have to open up some more phone lines around here, man.
No, they ain't got started yet.
Hey, Larry, they're going to have to open up some more phone lines because, man, everybody's show starting to get full before the show even gets started.
It don't seem like as many people can get in now like it used to.
No, because everybody want to hear what's going on, where the event's at. They want to come in and talk about it. They want to be there. You know, everybody want to see what's happening. It's like leading up to this race Saturday down at the zoo. All the shows have been full for the last 2 weeks.
Yes, you have.
Last 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Like the show gonna be like all the rest of the shows gonna be full for like Mike Hill race and then Boom on Wheel show
you know, his race down in Louisiana.
Yeah. Man, all these shows going to be full, man. Yeah, Hollow Spring.
Yeah.
So
they want to know. They want to know who is who in Grudge Racing going to be where.
Hey man, when we left from down to Hattiesburg after that tornado, we damn near had Hollow Springs full, man.
So did.
Yeah.
So did.
We damn near had it full, man.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, because Hollow Springs was almost full.
Man, we had some diehards, man. We went through that tornado, we still came on down, man. You know.
Man, they want the drag race.
Man, they wasn't playing. They were dead serious.
Hey, Larry, they tired of everybody beating their chest and ain't nothing happening. They said, well, Rich said, well, if y'all still beating y'all chest, come on down to Holly Springs and y'all can get it off y'all chest. Everybody said, Holly Springs, we went.
Yes, sir.
Holly Springs, we went.
I'm telling you.
Hey, that's a nice track, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Holly Springs, they got it hooking, too, baby. They hooking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But you know what my all-time track is?
Which one is that, Larry?
Mod Michigan, man.
Mod Michigan. 131.
Ooh. Man, I love that place, man.
Yeah. They let you on the sideline. They let you gamble your money.
Yeah.
And
nice.
That thing works. And when they have an accident or a spill, man, they get right on top of that, quick, fast, and a hurry.
You got that
and
right.
They got all the latest equipment that they use to clean the track up.
Yeah. Hold on, let me see if they got started yet. Yeah, man. Hey, Dan, I'm putting you out here, man. They calling for me already.
Okay. All right, man. All
right. All
right.
Brace yourself at Grudge, Kink, and Boom presents the first annual Invasion of Louisiana at No Problem Raceway. Saturday, March 9th, the classes include Louisiana's fastest True Street Shootout, 6-0 Index, 7-0 Index, and the Big Dog Shootout. Imports and motorcycles are welcome. And the first annual Invasion of Louisiana is looking for action from Reggie Rabbit, Big Nuts Racing, Blue Ice Racing, Steve Nuts Racing, Black Hole, Giant Killers, Kick Squad, National Racers, like Showtime Biz, DJ Grant out of Alabama, Mississippi Nightmare, 901 Bad Boys out of Memphis, Tennessee, and Dolomite Mike out of Georgia. Also, the Madisonville Boys are locked in but looking for any invading action. And Jojo LaFrance, one of the fastest people in the world, will be on the premises for the first annual Invasion of Louisiana. Run with your brung. Hope you brung enough. Saturday, March 9th at No Problem Raceway, 6570 Highway 996, Belarose, Louisiana. Admission's $20. Kids 10 and under free. Tents and tombs, $30. Gates open at 10 a.m. Racing starts at 2 p.m. and the track closes at 10 p.m. For more info, call Boom at 504-602-5817.